Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody out there. It is a Friday morning, and hey, as always, thank you, wonderful grandson Isaiah, for being the introductory voice for Home-Based Business 101. You brighten up the show every time that we open up with you being able to say karibu and welcome to people that listen to this show. Hey, I want to thank the 20,182 people that have tuned in to Home-Based Business 101 and have checked out a show here. And, you know, the gap is closing. We've had 30,505 profile views. Now that those profile views, 20,000 have decided to stay on and listen to a show. So, hey, this is listener-supported radio, and you have helped us become the number one home-based business show here on Blog Talk Radio. We thank you so much. We just thank you, thank you, thank you so much. And we, you know, we're just elated. It would really be troublesome to look and see being on here, and it says how many people have listened, and it says zero. I mean, zero's no hero. But 20,182 of you have decided that there must be something of value and importance that we talk about on these airways, or you wouldn't be tuning in. And so, again, we just want to say thank you for the support. Thank you for the love. Well, you know, it's Friday, and it's time for the Jasari's Love Show. And today, you know, Mama Jahi has some topics she's going to go over, and I just do the introductory part, and then she'll go over the points. But her theme this morning is how to be a supportive spouse and why it's important to be a supportive spouse for your home-based business. I'll let her cover the points that she wants to cover concerning that topic. And without any further ado, let me bring up Mama Jahi for the Jasari's Love Show for this Friday morning, October the 1st. Thank you for tuning in. Here's Mama Jahi.
Jumbo, good morning. Hello, everybody. Hello, listening audience, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Jasari's Love Show. I want to take this time to thank my creator for allowing me to be able to share this with you and for you to be attentive to the show. I am so humble and I am so thankful for the blessing of from both the creator and from having you listening. Yes, I know. Some people are holding tissues to their eyes right now. Oh my goodness, am I a supportive spouse? Or how I would love to have a supportive spouse. And then I know some people are saying, oh my goodness, why are you bringing that topic up? Because either you may be the person who's not being very supportive, or you may be having that experience of not having the supportive spouse. And hey, let's face it, you know, in life, some people get together. Sometimes you look at them and you say to yourself, or you may think in your own relationship, why in the world can't we be supportive of the things that we had planned on doing together? But it's just a topic that is very important because quite a few people in this business do have spouses, whether it's the husband that has decided to go off into this business and needs his wife to be supportive, or if it's the wife who has started a business and needs the husband's support. Either way, somewhere along the line, you need what we call a supportive spouse. And, you know, it's kind of funny. There's so many people who get together, and it seems like, especially today in the 2010 time period, and with some of these, not that I look at these crazy shows, but I hear people talking about them, they have so many people who are so disgruntled and so opposing about every single thing that their partner does. Sometimes you wonder, you know, why? How in the world do these people get together? But, hey, they're together, and I guess their union is a blessed union. But, you know, it kind of makes me think about some old sitcoms. Some of you are going to say, well, how old is Jasari's Love? I think about, you know, like Fred Flintstone, you know, always getting into a situation, or the Jackie Gleason show, always getting into a situation where he wants to go off and try to make some money for the family and try something that no one else has tried, or he has a bright idea. And then, of course, we have some of our other shows, the Carol Barnett Show and some of the other ones, of which the person has a bright idea of how to make some money. And usually there's a case of the spouse that's not very supportive. And we need to just really, you know, think about, are we being supportive and what reasons we may find ourselves not being very supportive. So it's very, very important. Well, one of the things that we know that, you know, we think about, you know, whatever you're doing with your spouse, you know, a lot of times it's something that they're doing outside of the box anyway. I know when I first met my husband, although we met in a network marketing business together, which kind of made it easy for us because we were both already outside of the box. But I had, you know, the other business called Movements Unlimited Performing Arts Company. And most people who met us would pull me aside and say, how in the world does your husband deal with you having all of these children in your house? Or how in the world does he deal with you having these children all over the place? Well, all I can tell you was he was a blessing and he was a supportive spouse. And like I said, fortunately, he's one of those people who always was a people person, and he was always outside of the box. He could always see opportunity and things like that. So that was just a blessing for me that happened to be that way for me. And I guess some of this goes to even, you know, when we come together with a person, kind of knowing those things about them. Sometimes, maybe before you get married, you know, is this person going to be supportive of me and the things that I want to do? Am I going to be supportive of them and the things they want to do? That we may, you know, you can't look in a crystal ball and see the future that this network marketing company is going to come into your life. Like, let's be for real, most of these things kind of fall into our lap. We happen to be somewhere and somebody gives us a call, come see this, and we see it and we get interested in it. But deep down inside, for most people, they've always wanted to do something else anyway because most of us need extra income. So, you know, there's a lot of things to go with kind of even knowing whether or not your spouse is going to be supportive of almost anything that you do. Are they supportive in the things that you're doing already anyway? I mean, some people's spouses may not even be supportive of them going to choir rehearsal. So, I mean, you know, so it could be that simple, or it could be a thing wherein they are very supportive of what you do. How does this affect your life? Well, you know, if the person that you're married to, your significant other, is not supportive of something that you really have made up your mind that you want to do, it can be difficult. It can be really difficult. It can be as difficult as them just not having a smile on their face when you go about what you have to do. It can be as difficult as budgeting, you're making a budget for your family, because let's face it, when you get ready to do a network marketing business or any home-based business or any kind of business, there's usually this thing called M-O-N-E-Y, the moolah, the money. Yeah, there's money involved. And where is this money coming from? Whose part of the budget is it coming from? And that all depends on how you pull your resources together. Is it your money, his money, and our money? Or is it your money and his money? Or how is this thing being done? So all those other things that may be going on in the marriage can affect this next crazy move. That person thinking outside of the box, that network marketer, that person who wants to step out and open up their own business. You need, or you may need, some money to get started. Oh, then there's money for transportation, because now you may have a business where you're transporting goods all over the place. And, of course, you may have to get business supplies and cards and things like that. Oh, goodness, you know, this business is not going to cost us very much. Now all of a sudden it's starting to cost a few dollars here and there. And, oh, what if you want to have a grand opening or something like that? Well, now you're looking at a couple of dollars for refreshments. And if you're, you know, with a person who's a little nervous, who's never done any kind of business at all, or maybe they've done some business ventures with you and they've been, you know, a struggle, they weren't as successful as you thought they were going to be for whatever reason, maybe the timing was wrong, your wonderful other significant other may be cringing on the inside, like, here we go again. well, maybe a first-time experience, and they're going, where are we going with this here? We're barely making it as it is. Or they simply don't want to put the money in it because they don't see the value of what you're doing. And then, of course, if you have children, it could be, what about the children? What are we supposed to do with them? Or it could be something as simple as my bowling night. You can't have this on my bowling night or choir rehearsal night. So there's a lot of things, you know. There's a lot of things that have to be taken into consideration. Things like, why do you want to drag my half of the family into this venture? Why do you want to call all the people on my side of the family? Or things such as, my friends? You want my friend's phone number? Oh, this thing can really get to be wild. So think about all those things. And I want the spouse that's going into the business, whether it's the male or the female, as well as the other spouse, to think about those different things. And then turn it all around and think about it in a more positive light. You know, that's one of the things that we just have to dig a little deeper if you want the relationship itself to be successful and if you want to get yourself out of maybe if you're in debt or if you want to be able to really set your family into a financial freedom. Everybody involved has got to kind of pull together and really start thinking about thinking outside of the box, which is a good reason to have a nice meeting, sit down with pen and pad. Here I go back with that pen and pad again and start thinking about what is this going to involve and, you know, what am I willing to do? What are the pros and cons? And then it comes a thing where you may want to say, you know what, we're going to have to really pray on this and we're going to have to step out on faith after you've listed a lot of those things down. Now, quite often if it's a multi-level marketing business, you and your spouse both need to attend whatever meeting this network marketing company is having. Because 9 times out of 10, if the two of you go to several meetings together and you both keep your eyes and your ears open and you take notes and things like that, what you'll discover is that the spouse that really wants to do the business is going to have a lot more understanding of what they're doing. And the spouse who's cringing and thinking, oh, my goodness, I don't want to do this or this is going to infringe on my life, can see some good points in the business, can see where this business could possibly take you and your family, and maybe be able to see the purpose, because everything has to have a purpose. You can't do anything without purpose, the nia in it, the purpose, and begin to see the benefits. The immediate benefit, and if you plan and set goals and things like that, begin to see, you know, okay, well, this is going to have a benefit for our family, you know, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now. I'm willing to give my significant other that kind of breathing space to be able to do this, to have this experience. And, of course, like I said, it may depend on whether it's their first time stepping outside the box. In some people's cases, it could be their 10th time stepping outside of the box trying a network marketing business. And one of the other things to keep in mind also is that this is 2010, and I just want to share something with people, especially the spouses who are cringing and shaking, and in some cases angry, in some cases maybe feeling sad. And that is that now, there is so much more information out here on how to be much more successful in these businesses than there was even 20 years ago, or even 3 years ago for that matter. The people in the industry have done a lot more homework on trying to make sure that the newest person that comes on board can be as successful as the first person that came on board. And that's really, really important because I understand I've never really been what you call a cringing spouse. Then again, maybe for a few seconds I have. But but anyway, the thing about it is that I understand that you have to understand this business and something about it. So I do suggest to that spouse that's cringing or worried about that losing $1,000 or something like that to take the time to pay attention. And you're going to have to give up a little something, a little bit of time with your spouse and just try to study along with them and participate just a little bit, just enough to have a better understanding of the possibility of where this could go and the positive benefits
of them having this business just by, like I said, going to the meetings, reading and studying. And if you listen to the show enough, you heard us talk about Mark Yarrell and the books that he has out and things like that to help you see that there are a lot of people in this business who have been extremely successful, but they do have specific techniques that they use to do it in. If your spouse is going to utilize those techniques, you're going to just, oh, goodness, you're going to jump over loving them because they are going to be successful. They're absolutely going to be successful. There are tons of books out here now that tell you step-by-step what you have to do, and it's going to be worth your while as a family to let your spouse feel good about going into that business. And it makes a difference. You know, you don't want a person, if you love someone, to be fighting to try to do something that could be meaningful and bringing money for your family, and every time they go to do it, they feel like they have this negative energy that they have to push through in order to do it. Just because maybe the last 20 things they did was not successful, don't hold that over their head. Don't hold that over their head. And I know it's hard to say. Amazing. It's easy for me to say, but it may be hard for you because I don't know the impact that those other 20 businesses had on you. And then again, you may have to look back at yourself and say, well, for those other 20 ventures, was I a supportive spouse or was I not supportive from day one, from the first adventure, the second adventure, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh? I mean, we have to sometimes look at ourselves and just see. And like I said, I was pretty well blessed because I met my husband in network marketing. I already was the founder of my own home-based business in dance and theater, and he was very supportive of me. He was supportive of that business the entire time that we've had it, and we did that business just as hard as we did our network marketing business. And so that was a little bit different for me. So there's some different things just for you to think about. How is this going to affect your life? And that's when, you know, we have to dig deep down inside and make sure that neither one of us are being selfish. And that's why writing it down and writing a family plan down can be very important. And then you have people who are very to themselves. They may be introverted. They may not be up to meeting a lot of people. So for you, it's like, oh, my goodness, we are meeting all of these new people. I'm not interested in meeting a lot of new people. I'm not a meeting people type person. You know, so you may have to kind of think, well, you know, am I willing to change? Maybe I have to kind of change a little, maybe one step at a time so that we can be successful. You may not be interested in really meeting the people, getting to know them very well, but just enough for you to be able to speak to them and be cordial, enough to help the business be successful. Again, whether you are the cringing husband or the cringing wife, you know, it all depends. But either way, just thinking about, well, what can I do that could be positive? No, I'm not eager beaver into meeting them and sitting down and chit-chatting and getting involved in this business, but can I at least answer the phone in a positive tone, like, hello, how are you today? And, or am I answering the front door, good evening, how are you? We're so glad to have you in my home. And put a smile on your face. Because, you know, if you answer the phone, hey, hi, hello, how you doing? You want to speak to John? Or it's one of those people, John. You know, if it's a husband, or you want to speak to Sally. You know, that is not going to really help you, and it's not going to help anybody. It's not even helping you because you're just reinforcing your own negativity. If you could just breathe in and think about, you know, I don't know, I know that everyone online has different religious beliefs and things like that, but I'm quite sure whatever belief you have, it really preaches being positive. It probably preaches being family-orientated, forgiveness, and pushing forward and being a blessing to someone in your life. So, you know, I'm just saying, you know, this is my suggestion to utilize those things if you have that as your background, whatever your religious beliefs are. I'm quite sure that it speaks of being positive and good and bringing some enlightenment to someone else and not being selfish. So those are the things that, you know, we have to think about. And it's the same thing for the person who's so eager to go into the business. That person needs to be considerate of the other person. You can't just go into your bank account and go flopping
$5,000 of you and your wife's money down without even having, or you and your husband's money down, whichever one of y'all is the I can't wait, I got to do this, but this is the greatest thing on earth kind of attitude. I mean, you know, you have to be considerate, too. You can't just go say, well, I saw this thing on TV, and this cost $10,000. Babe, we can make that money back in a month. And then you just throw the money down and went to the bank account. Now, hey, you know, this is getting a little crazy there. You're not being considerate, and you're not being you're being selfish because at that point you haven't considered the other spouse. And you can't say, well, you know, that spouse is not being supportive of you because you kind of, like, jumped the gun. You didn't even give them a chance to even know what you wanted to do. You didn't do step number one, get that pad and that pen out and sit down and ask to have a nice family discussion about what you may be interested in embarking on. I mean, we do have to have consideration in our relationships. Out of all the things that I've done with my dance and theater, and we've done all kinds of things. You know, we've taken children halfway across the country to events and things like that. We didn't just wake up and just, my husband looking, I'm loading the bus full of people. And he didn't just wake up and I had dancers, you know, all over the house taking ballet classes. You know, he knew ahead of time that this is what, you know, I wanted to do and what it would take to do it and what was the schedule going to be and where everybody was going to be and all of that. So you have to have what we call family planning. So as a lot of people now that are in network marketing will tell you, a lot of the leaders will tell you that, you know, having God in your life, and like I said, whatever your particular religious background is, you know, whatever you call God, which is fine, and your family, you have to consider these things, and then your business. So that means you have to take the time out to do some careful planning and discussion with consideration, with love and consideration, and setting your goal, maybe what your goal is as the person who's initiating this, and then pulling the family together so they can see it as a family goal as to what they can accomplish, what are they going to get out of it, how is it going to affect their life, and some of the things that they may not be ready to deal with, like meeting new people, a lot of new people. And then, of course, what about the money? Now, you know, we talked about what about the money as far as somebody plopping down a whole bunch of money. And then, of course, all the different expenditures. But we didn't talk about what about the money when it starts coming in. You know, some people can smile from ear to ear. Oh, they grin from ear to ear when the money comes in. But they give you the blues while you're trying to make the money. So my message to people is, hey, but come on, be for real. Hey, you know, come on. Let's look. We all, you know, Michael Jackson wrote the record, wrote the song, Man in the Mirror. Let's look in the mirror at ourselves. Am I grinning and smiling and telling everybody about, look at my brand new car and all this stuff, but gave my significant other the blues the whole time they were trying to get me from point A to point B to point C, or shall I say your family, to the next level financially? So we can't, you know, have our cake and eat it too. We have to think about, you know, ourselves. We really have to begin to get a conscience. We have to become more aware of, are we being a supportive spouse during the hard times, during the initiation of getting started, and when the money starts coming in. And then, you know, if you hit a dry spell, do we turn back around to that unsupportive spouse all over again? Oh, person was doing great. He or she brought in, you know, an extra $500 four or five months in a row, and then this next month didn't hit that five. Maybe this just brought in 100. Maybe they brought in none. Are we walking around with a sour face? Or are we trying to sit down with them to see, you know, what do we need to do to get to keep that momentum that we had back up? Or there's things going on in the economic sphere of the world that affected that difference in what was going on with the outcome of being able to bring in the amount of money that we wanted to bring in. So those are some of the things that that I want to share with you, and I'm going to take a call in just a second before I go on to the next part. So learning how to do this. Hello, I have a call out there.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, this is 214.
Yes, this is Ruth Bradford. How are you doing?
Hi, Ruth.
Great job.
I'm doing really good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm really enjoying your show today. Wow, you're hitting it home today because I won't go. I will only speak the positive. But you're telling my story. You're telling my story because, you know, when I first started in network marketing, things went really well for my husband and myself. But we encountered a rough patch in a company, and he kind of went the other direction and became an anti-network marketing. When I found the new company that I'm in, my company that I've been in for 5 years now, he was very slow to come on board. But I implemented a lot of what you're saying, and just want to let you know you're right on target. You have to be a supportive spouse of the one that is not even supporting what you do. You're
okay.
In your marriage for the better or for the worse. And even if they don't agree with you, I just want to encourage people to, you know, to give up. The way you get through it is love. The name of your show. Your show is the Desire Love Show. And you can overcome any conflict or any ambivalence, because this is something what you're speaking on today not many people talk about. Like you say, we only talk about the good part. And it's so many people are taken out of this business because they can't come together and agree on how we're going to run this business together. So don't let the negative take away the positive that network marketing can bring into your life. And you have to support your spouse, even if they don't support you. You still love them, and know that you can. You know that you when you do that, you're moving toward a common goal. You know, you're stronger together than apart. So I don't want to, I know you only have a few minutes left, but I just want to thank you for this show this morning. This is making me sit down and write a blog post about my experience.
Okay.
So thank you.
You're welcome. Well, I always, always appreciate hearing from you, Ruth. And I think that, you know, like you said, eventually one day we get together, we can go even deeper with this here because, you know, you shed a light on that other part of it, that we have to still love that person, be supportive of them even though they're not supportive, and understand, kind of like step outside of ourselves, I guess, and understand how they may be seeing it. It could be very frightening for them.
Exactly.
You know.
They're going something into a – you think you're stepping outside of your comfort zone? They're stepping outside of theirs because, you know, we've been taught to be an employer all our life, an employee all our life. And this is an uncomfortable territory for your spouse, but it's okay. You always survive. I want to tell you, don't give up. Keep going.
That's it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Okay, we want to thank Ruth so much for that comment, and it's just right on time. It's definitely right on time. We have another caller, and I'm going to bring on area code 813. Hello, good morning. Welcome to the call. I didn't know if you wanted to share anything.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. How are you today?
I am doing awesome.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
This is my first time listening to your show. Awesome information. And I'm really at work, so I have to leave off.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, the caller just called. And thank you very much. It's very encouraging that if I can be of some help and just make people aware of the different things, as Mark Darnell says, it could be minds out there. What's the word I want? Landmines that are out there, and people don't mean any harm. It's just that you kind of may have shaken up, or we are shaking up something that they hadn't even thought of that they wanted to do. I want to kind of go into one more thing, and that is how to really walk in faith with your partner. And actually, Ruth just kind of touched on that, and that's what it is. It's a faith walk, and I think this is a lot easier for those couples who they really understand or are willing to learn what it is to express that type of love. It's a deep kind of patience that you have to have with each other. When my husband first met me, I mean, I had so many children in my house dancing and doing theater, you know, the corner reading scripts and things like that. And really, to be honest with you, it was just a blessing that the Creator sent him a person who he loved theater anyway. So it just worked out so really well for us. And he wasn't a dancer, but you all would have saw off if you've seen him and I, you know, dancing together and doing things. But he was willing to do that because he could see the light at the end of the tunnel, and he could see where it was benefiting the children, the families that we, that our business affected. And then with our other business, our network marketing business, we were both learning that business together at the same time. We both had kind of fell into that business. I think maybe he may have been in a year ahead of me, but when I met him at that business, a network marketing business. And we just happen to be some of those rare couples that have that kind of thing in common anyway. But I have come across couples through the years who it's just been like a war, you know, with each one being patient with the other one. One thing that I do want to suggest to couples is whatever you have to say concerning your relationship, wait until you get home to say it. Don't ever do anything that's going to be embarrassing or challenging to your partner out in public. Wait until you get home and find a positive way of addressing whatever that issue happens to be. And also, don't overload your significant other, your supportive partner. You know, if they're already, you know, kind of like leery about the business, unsure, if you're trying to get them or if you need them to help you with a couple of things, like I said, maybe answering the phone or answering the door or taking a message, don't give them 10 more things to do. That may just be too much. So you have to find a way to be able to get as many of those things done as you can, or allocate them to someone else. One of my mentors was on earlier in the business that I'm in, the Zamzu business, and, you know, she kind of talked about being able to get other people to do some things that you need done, maybe some other people on your team, or other family members or children even in your family, the little things that they can do. They can pass out business cards and flyers and things like that. But you have to, you know, it has to do with your level of consciousness. It has to do with saying to yourself, oh, whoa, wait a minute, you know, I've started this business, or I'm thinking about starting this thing, did I even consider what my spouse or how they will be able to fit in with this? And sitting down initially and praying and planning and the entire time being considerate of each other. For example, there may be times when my husband may have gone on and told two or three people to stop by the house so we could go ahead and set up whatever it is we want to show for them, or to maybe re-explain something or do a training session. And usually he doesn't forget, but if he does forget, you know, he might say, oh, Cynthia, somebody's supposed to come over in an hour, you know, like that, you know. You know, so like I just have to, well, because I'm very flexible, I'm like, oh, boy, let me pull this together in an hour. I can pull myself together in an hour, which y'all don't want to see that. You would think it was a clown living here, okay? But anyway, pull myself together and be prepared. You know, there's no time for me to have an attitude. Like, why don't you tell me? How do you forget? You know, but I guess for us, it's 20-something years of being together that I've allowed those 20-something years to learn being even more positive. Because, of course, you know, the whole 20-something years are not positive every single day. But, you know, reflecting on being positive is going to be more productive for what him and I want to accomplish than being negative. So that's what the end result is, you know. And it's going to make his meeting with the people that he has to meet with much more better for him than to think that his wife is so upset and she's going to be negative. So therefore, you know, I'm just a positive person, definitely going to greet people at the door with a congenial hello, good morning, welcome to our home greeting, most definitely. Definitely going to answer the phone with, hi, how are you, you know, and take the message correctly and all of that. Never sabotaging your spouse. Your spouse, if you took that oath, is supposed to be someone that you cherish and you love. So don't ever do anything to sabotage your spouse, the things that they're trying to accomplish, especially if it's with the mindset that they're accomplishing something for the financial benefit of your family. If the family is the two of you, or if the family is the two of you and your children, you know, it's got to be a positive, loving, caring situation, as Ruth also spoke of. And it means taking the time to think about if it is. And there's so many books out here that can help you with that. If you just take the time to tell you, you know, get some of Yana Van Zandt. Just go get a whole bunch of her books. Those are really good. And then I have some other books that just can help. I have one for women. It's called Words of Wisdom for Women by Rachel Sidner.
And that is S-N-Y-D-E-R. I found that that book is a good book, just a little quotes and things that just keep you kind of positive in the way you think. That's all. Just general positive things help you kind of think outside the box. And so that can be good. I'm not going to quote anything particularly out of there right now. Maybe another day that I will do that. And then, you know, any kind of prayer book can keep you on the right track as far as just giving you, you know, whenever you do any kind of a prayer, it's definitely going to keep you on the right track. So, you know, that's going to be important. I have one little one right now. If not for faith, if not for all the faith I have, if not for love in me, my dreams would go unrecognized. My soul would know no glee. And that's just one little part from a lady named Diana Coger. Her poem is much longer than that. But the point is if you read something positive in your life, then you have no choice but to bring out the most positive in your life. And there are, when you go to reach for a book, you know, at the library or your local store, bookstore, or online on the Zamzu bookstore line, then, you know, this is easily as you go to pick up something that's going to be trashy and negative and take you down the wrong path and put all kinds of thoughts in your mind about, you know, what good are you for me now, and I don't have time for him, or how to cheat on your husband, and all the crazy stuff, or how to cheat on your wife, or how to, you know, how to spend all the money up. You could take the time and read something. Just go pick like 100 books out that are so positive. And I'm going to tell you, you can enter the world of negativity by picking up the wrong book or the wrong song, or you could enter the world of total positivity and love and success and get ahead in life just because you picked up the right kind of music and you picked up the right kind of literature that could make a difference in the life of you, your significant other, and your entire family. So with that said, I'm going to wind down. And I just want to thank you so much. And this was just, you know, to cover a couple of points and bring out, maybe to start some discussion in some households or in some of the network marketing circles about, you know, what's going on with the spouses. But I just want to say one thing real quick at the end, because my significant others let me know it's almost time to wind down. If you're in ZAMZU, then I want the spouses to know that there's no startup cost. So your significant other is not going to be putting out a whole lot of money for anything. And also check with some of the other network marketing companies. It's not going to be necessarily as much money as you think. And also, when you think about it, if you're investing in your future, it's your future. It's the future for your family. And in network marketing, there's residual income, and it's going to be the future of your family for years and years and generations to come. So you can be given a gift that will keep on that will be keeping on giving. And with that, this is Jasari's Love. And I must sign off, and thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right. Hey, Mama Jahe, I want to thank you so much for introducing that topic today about supportive spouses, and I hope the listening audience got a lot out of what Mama Jahe had to share around that. And we're adding one new feature to our program. As we wrap up each show, we're going to be giving you what's called a push-up principle. And have one for the day in terms of this show. And the push-up principle comes from pushing up people by one of the people that had the blessing of being mentored by Art Williams. He has a push-up principle called that ties right in with Mama Jahi talked about. Two people who are united in life working toward the same goals and dreams can achieve more than one person. He said it's a fact that you're people's spouse, and he's talking to those of us that are leaders out there, and those of you that are listening and tuning in our shows, we know that you're leaders. It's a fact that your people's spouse will have an effect on their business life one way or the other. If the spouse understands and supports the business goals of the partner and works actively toward achieving those goals, the positive effects are incredibly powerful. The person with a supportive spouse has a more positive attitude, a stronger commitment to work, and higher self-esteem and confidence. There is a sense of shared dreams and goals, a feeling of going in the same direction. The business has double power. You hear what I just said? Double power with two people working toward business success instead of just one. Supportive spouses will apply whatever talents they have to their partner's business goals and be more willing to overlook the frustrations and focus on the future potential. The spouse is the main source of motivation for any individual. An excited, enthusiastic partner can motivate a person to excel far more than any supervisor. See, those of you out there that are leaders, understand this. That person that you bring on, their spouse can motivate them more than you can ever do to try to tell them, well, you know, hey, well, let's do this. No, their spouse going to be able to motivate them more than what you could ever do. On the other hand, a negative, unsupportive spouse can be a disaster to a promising business career. If the spouse opposition or disapproval is causing friction and conflict, there's no way that that person can come into work each day feeling fresh and ready to give it its best shot. Attitude, activity, self-esteem, commitment are affected. If you're the kind of leader who is interested in people as individuals, you just can't overlook this type of emotional conflict. There are many reasons why a person's career can cause conflict at home. In many cases, the more successful the person becomes in business, the less happy the spouse becomes. Often it's because the business person has developed more, moved ahead more, and grown in confidence more than the spouse. The more successful a person becomes, the more highly driven and ambitious one may become. One may be even more preoccupied with work and have less personal time for the family. The gap between the person's business and family worlds widens, and the couple may have trouble finding common ground and time for commitment. The spouse may feel isolated and frustrated because less and less is shared between the two. Sharing a business life can eliminate this problem and increase the bond between husband and wife. My wife did an excellent job letting you know the bond that we have between us as husband and wife in terms of supporting spouse and working together and sharing dreams and goals and visions together. For all of you out there listening today, the most important thing as you build your business career and build your life is to make sure that the most significant other person that's with you is a part of that walk. And you can achieve what you want if you leave them behind. And with that said, hey, that's my closing comments with our push-up principle today from the book called Pushing Up People, The Secrets Behind One of the Most Exciting Success Stories in American Business by Art Williams. And, hey, tune in Sunday. Sunday, we're going to have a hot show. Ooh, we're going to have a hot show. I'm not even giving you the topic yet. But as I'm doing my Sunday morning shows now, the gospel of working from home, I'm not talking about product or company. I'm talking about concepts. So I want you to tune in Sunday, and you'll find out what concept I'm going to share with you Sunday. I'm keeping it a mystery. We just want people to tune in, chime in, and those 20,000-plus listeners that have been listening to us, we thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for helping us become the number one home-based business show here on Blog Talk Radio. And with that, you know how we do it. You know how we do it. This is how we do it. Yeah, we close out with our theme song, and our theme song is called It's My Time, Your Time, Our Time. Make it your time. Make it my time. Make it always your time because God has given you this time. You are anointed and you are blessed. Take advantage of your anointment and your blessing. God bless you. And until next time, this has been Mama Jahi and Baba Jahi. We love you. Come on.
We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to Success.